So what are these measurements? Net profit. Because if there is no net profit, then there is, what is the use? Organizations created for a purpose, and that purpose is net profit, absolute measurement. What is my net profit? Throughput minus the real variable cost, true variable cost, PVC. Then return on investment. How much percentage I get on my investment? Relative measurement. For example, my investment is very large, and if I get small profit, no use. The percentage of return on my investment is very important. Then cash flow. For running the day-to-day business, cash flow is also very important. Money must come. Continuously money must come. If the due date of getting a payment from the customer is 1st of May, I must get check on that day only. Otherwise, the people have to go all the way out to get that check. Cash flow is extremely important. I was working in a cash-rich company, but in that also, cash flow was being looked after very, very strictly. Though there was money flowing in the organization, but still, they used to be very, very strict on receiving the payments from the customers in time. Giving the payments to the suppliers in time. Cash flow. So all these three things are important. Net profit is important. Return on investment is important. And cash flow, fund flow is also important. Because if there is no fund flow, for example, there was a company which I know, 3 months no payment came from anywhere. All the 3 months no sales, no cash flow. Just imagine. There was a problem how to make payments to the employees in terms of salaries. So cash flow is required for day-to-day survival. So we must measure what is the cash flow. We must measure what is the return on investment. We must measure what is the net profit. And these measurements will tell me whether I am moving towards the goal properly or not. Today, the bridge between the bottom line measurements and operating decisions is based on the cost concept. We are going to discuss this cost concept. We must look for a better bridge than cost savings to guide us in the efforts to catch up. Cost concept will mislead us. Today, our concept is the cost judgment. How we think? For reducing the scrap from 5% to 2%, annual cost savings are $30,000. Investment is $20,000. We say, okay, do it. Reducing the scrap from 2% to 1%, annual cost savings are 10,000. Investment needed is 20,000. So we say, we are indifferent to that. We are not able to decide. Why? Because savings are 10,000, investment is 20,000. So we hesitate. Why? Because more investment. But 1% scrap, 1% scrap, we are throwing out 1% of the manufactured components, and customer will not accept 1% scrap. That is not a manufacturing discipline. Actually, it is a must to invest $20,000. But our cost concept is so much that we hesitate. And what is happening next? From reduce scrap, we have to reduce from 1% to 0.5%. The annual cost savings are $5,000. Investment is $20,000. We say don't do. Why? Because our saving is only $5,000. Investment is $20,000. So we say, oh, so much cost. So we say don't do it. But what about scrap? 0.5% scrap you are making, will customer accept it? Your throughput of 0.5% is going down the drains, but our concept of cost tells us no, don't do the investment. As per TOC, it's a completely wrong paradigm. Cost judgment is completely wrong, and we are going to prove this one by one, prove this, that thinking as per the cost is completely wrong, because this thinking will lead us to 0.5% scrap and continuous loss of 0.5% throughput and unhappiness of the customer, because some of the defective parts may go to the customer also. Now the new idea of throughput is coming. Throughput is the rate at which the system generates money through sales. It is money entering from outside, rather reallocation money within the system, income produced through sales per unit of time. Every hour, $1,000 are coming. Every hour, $5,000 are coming. Like, you know, you have seen the Xerox machine. The Xerox sheets are going out of the machine, and people are paying for that. They pay 1 rupee per paper, and that is the money coming to that manufacturer, and that is the throughput. Actual sales to the end customer, that is throughput. Money actually entering the organization every hour, every unit of time is throughput. Throughput is equal to sales price minus truly variable cost, TVC, truly variable cost, and that is none other than raw material price, subcontracting, sales commission, custom duties, only truly variable cost. Different concept of TOC. Throughput is equal to sales price minus truly variable cost, mainly raw material price. Subcontracting, sales commission, custom duties, truly variable cost on the raw material that you subtract from the sales price. That means if I get $1,000, raw material price is $400, my throughput is 600, very clear. 1000 minus 400 is 600, that is my throughput, and I say every hour $600 enter my premises, throughput, very clear. And in TOC, throughput is given maximum importance. Look at this table. ABC Corporation, annual sales is $140 million. They produce quantity of $14 million, and per piece they get $10, and so they earn $140 million. Their material cost is at the rate of $4 is $56 million, and so we know that what is the throughput? Throughput is sales minus material cost. So their throughput is $84 million. And their operating expenses, what is operating expenses? all other expenses pooled together are $87.6 million. Look, their throughput is $84 million and operating expenses are $87.6 million. And so, net profit is not the profit actually, but loss of $3.6 million. They are in red. They are worried. They are thinking of closing down. They are discussing in their meeting what to do. Then one person says, okay sir, I will reduce the cost by 4%. Then he said, what 4% will give me? I will still be in red only. Capacity utilization is 75%. Because order is only 14 million. So capacity utilization is 75%. People are worried. They are thinking of closing down the company and removing the people. Then one young man like you comes and he says, sir, I have a customer who is ready to pay me $6 instead of $10. And he is going to give me an order of 2 million. So the MD says, are you mad? Are you crazy? When our selling price is 10, if we sell at $6, we will be further in red. But here, the theory of constraints comes to my rescue, because here, the quantity, I am getting 2 million. So, how much I will get? 12 million. I will get 12 million as the extra throughput. Material cost, I will subtract from that 8 million because it still remains at $4. So 12 million minus 8 million, I am getting new throughput of $4 million. You will be wondering, what is this? We may be getting 4 million. The beauty of this thinking is new operating expenses will only be $1 lakh, because operating expenses are common. Even if I get more order, I am not going to employ more machines, more people and more operating expenses. Operating expenses will be only marginal, 1 lakh. And so, new profit will be $3.9 million. So look, I was earlier making a loss. Now, because of this new order, I am making profit. Normal cost concept says that we are crazy to sell the material at $6 when the company is making loss and annual sales should be done at $10. We are actually doing a sale at $6. We are crazy. That is what cost concept says. But TOC concept says that if the throughput increases, we will turn our company from red to green. We will come in the profit zone. Throughput concept, cost concept, throughput concept. Understand this very, very important point. That's why I have made this. Total throughput is 88 million. Total operating expenses is 87.7. So net profit minus net profit is throughput minus operating expenses is 3 lakhs. So we turn our company from red to green. Return on investment is T minus OE upon investment. Productivity is T upon OE. OE means operating expenses, which is 1.003. More productivity will come if we improve the throughput, reduce the operating expenses. And investment turns are throughput upon investment. So this all we are going to learn in the coming chapters. But here I have told you, or here I have tried to tell you, the difference between our age-old cost concept and the TOC concept of throughput. That you improve the throughput, you can turn your company from loss to profit. Throughput. In TOC, the important word is throughput and not cost. We must change our paradigm from cost concept to throughput concept. Now, this slide is about investment. Investment is all the money the system invests in purchasing things. It is the money tied up in the organization. For example, I purchase 150 bearings and keep in the stores. Nobody is drawing it. Nobody is using it to turn into throughput. The money is lying idle. It is not of any use for making the throughput. Then it is inventory. If I draw or if I take from stores some 10 bearings, put it into the finished product, then I have converted that inventory into throughput. Till that time, it is inventory. And inventory is a liability. It is the money locked up or tied up in the organization. Like, I purchase raw materials, keep it in the stores. I process the components, they are lying in the WIP. Finished goods lying in the inventory. Machinery, I purchase machinery. For example, a machine is purchased at 10 lakh rupees or 50 lakh rupees. I build a new office. All that money tied up in the organization is investment. And inventory is one of the investment only, which is not getting converted into the throughput. Investment, money tied up in the organization. Raw materials, WIP, more the WIP, more the money is locked up. More the raw materials inventory, more the money is locked up. More the finished goods inventory, more money is locked up. It is the money tied up in the organization is investment. Then, earlier table I was trying to explain to you, operating expenses OE, all the money the system spends to turn inventory into throughput is operating expenses. The money locked up in inventory or money locked up in investment is not operating expenses. Operating expenses means out of those 150 bearings, if I take out 10 bearings and use it for the throughput, that is my operating expense. The money spent in purchasing 150 bearings is not the operating expense. Operating expense is all the money the system spends to turn inventory into throughput, and those are operating expenses. All expenses are lumped together and usually considered as one big expense. All employee labor expenses, direct, indirect, sick, operating expense. Wages paid, salaries paid, even to the managers, even to the sales and marketing people. Salaries paid, labor expenses, all other expenses like rent, petrol, everything is operating expenses. All the money the system spends to turn inventory into throughput is operating expense. When we purchase oil for lubrication of machines, if it is lying in the stores, it is inventory. But once I draw that oil, a portion of it is used to convert inventory into throughput, that is operating expense. It is categorized as operating expense. Any expense that does not contribute to converting inventory into throughput is waste. For example, if I spend money in traveling, I should ask a question: am I converting inventory into throughput? Am I contributing to throughput? If the answer is no, then it is a waste. What is waste? Waste is any expense that does not contribute to converting inventory into throughput is waste. Very clear, I have given the concept of throughput, that is the sales price minus truly variable cost is the throughput. Investment is the money tied up in bringing raw materials which are lying in the inventory. Then buildings, machines, all that is investment. And operating expenses is all the expenses pulled together, employee labor, salaries, all other expenses, and all the money system spends to turn inventory into throughput is the operating expense. And when I have said earlier that throughput minus OE, throughput minus OE is the net profit. For the for-profit organizations, net profit is equal to throughput minus OE. Return on investment, I was talking about measurements. Return on investment is equal to throughput minus OE upon investment. Upon means divided by. T minus OE divided by I is return on investment. We want maximum return on investment. For that, we must have maximum throughput, as I have explained earlier. I must have less operating expenses and I must have less I. I means investment, I means inventory. Productivity is throughput upon operating expenses. More the throughput, more is the productivity. Less the operating expenses, more is the productivity. And one more very important term which is used as a measurement for your performance is investment turns. We should have maximum investment turns. That is throughput upon investment. Less the investment, more are the turns. More is the throughput, more are the turns. This is the measurement. Net profit, throughput minus OE, ROI, T minus OE upon I, productivity, T upon OE, investment turns is T upon I. I is investment. Three questions that TOC helps to address. What to change? What to change to? After change, what? How to cause a change? These are the three questions. I will explain the first question, what to change. In this situation assessment, description of current reality and identification of the core problem, conflict and assumptions, diagnosis. TOC precisely provides such mechanism to determine what is important for the organization and lets you prioritize and focus on the problems, because so many problems will be there. Prioritize, TOC will tell you how to prioritize and focus on problems that are critical for the achievement of the goal. hundreds of problems will be there. Can we solve all of them suddenly? We have to prioritize. Seriousness, urgency, growth, these are the criteria. Prioritize the problems and focus on the critical problems. TOC treats these problems as symptoms and gives the necessary tools to identify the root cause. What is symptom? For example, I am having a headache, that is the symptom. I am having the fever, that is the symptom. My body is paining, that is the symptom. TOC says, find out the root cause. TOC says, everything is cause and effect. Find out the root cause. Prioritize the problems. Find out the root cause. And if your policy is the constraint, change the policy. If the problem is created because of the policy, change the policy. What are the symptoms? I have said undesirable effects, UDE. These are the symptoms. What are they? Frequently shipping orders late. Very few orders are going on time. Customer is shouting. Customer is giving ring. He is cancelling the orders. And it is happening frequently. No due date is followed. Lost sales because customer is cancelling the orders. We are missing the opportunities. Excessive inventory, not able to control. Increasing lead times, customer wants in 3 months, we give in 6 months. Customer wants in 5 minutes, we give after half an hour. Then poor human relations, internal relationships. These are the UDEs. Inevitably, unresolved conflict is the core problem for these UDEs. We must find out what is the core problem. What is unresolved conflict? And if the internal policy is the reason for that, if the measurements are the reasons for that, behaviors are the reason for that, we must change the policy, we must change the way we measure, we must change the behaviors to solve the core conflicts. And once we do that, all these symptoms will go away. We must find out what is the core conflict. Unresolved conflict. What is the core problem? TOC helps us to do that. And what to change to? It's the verbalization of vision, solution, and description of strategy. How to go to the goal? TOC provides a way to identify such future problems and amend solution to ensure that they don't arise. The strategy is not complete until its all potential negative side effects have been identified. Adverse effects are identified, and a means for preventing or mitigating each adverse effect is determined, becoming key elements of the strategy. So, important is strategy. It is the development of detailed plans and tactics that will clarify what needs to happen and synchronize the effects of the group in the implementation of the new strategy. TOC has developed a process based on the psychology of change that acknowledges and systematically addresses the questions people intuitively ask when evaluating a change. And what are the questions? Is the right problem being addressed? Is the right problem getting addressed? Does the general direction make sense? Will the solution really solve the problems? What could go wrong? Will anyone get hurt? How are we going to implement the solution? Do we have the leadership and the commitment to pull this change successfully? These questions should be answered frankly and efficiently with the people who must implement the change. This is what is required. And what is the summary of this chapter? First, theory of constraints. A holistic management philosophy developed by Dr. Goldratt is based on the principle that complex systems exhibit inherent simplicity. We must be able to find out what is that simplicity. Identification of constraint, a small component that limits the performance of the system, is very crucial. Thank you.